In school, I was taught not to fight, even if they're wrong and I'm right. But all around, the ummah's alike, with hate mongers spreading hate. Come along, join the debate. Now I'm just a kid, but even I know it's not time to hate. After the death of the Prophet, the Muslim ummah got divided, but the hearts of the faithful collided. Whether you accept Ali as the Wali or as the fourth rightly guided Khalif, we all accept he is a great man. So why all the fighting? In school I was taught not to fight, even if they're wrong and I'm right. But all around, the ummah's alike, with hate mongers spreading hate. Come along and join the debate. Now I'm just a kid, but even I know it's not time to hate. Don't you understand? The enemy wants the flame of hatred igniting while we are busy bickering whether we should fold our arms in prayer or not. The enemy's plotting how to cut them off. So you see, while we need to unite so that we can all see the divine light. In Bahrain and Palestine, Shias and Sunnis are being killed alike. Why don't we all tell the enemy to go take a hike? Why are we letting the enemy turn us into puppets, fighting with each other? We're just looking like Muppets. We have minor differences, we can overlook that, because we know the enemy's a brat. And on the bodies of our loved ones, they've spat. We got one God and one Prophet, so why can't we unite? In school I was taught not to fight, even if they're wrong and I'm right. But all around, the ummah's alight, with hate mongers spreading hate. Come along, join the debate. Now I'm just a kid, but even I know it's not time to hate. Now those who follow, what's his name, something Habib, ain't following the Prophet or Ali's creed. They're not the sheep, and the Lord ain't their shepherd. They be dissing the caliphs like a broken record, spicing up the pot with wasabi, are those that are Takfiri Wahhabi. Oh, and our Sunni brothers are as far from ISIS as a five-year-old is from a midlife crisis. How sad that the Quran tells us, وَأَتَّسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ, hold firm to the rope of Allah, وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, and don't disunite and become askew. The Prophet told us all to unite, to join together in the greater fight. And yet, here we are, 1400 years later, as weak as a child lying in an incubator. In school, I was taught not to fight, even if they're wrong and I'm right. But all around, the ummah's alight, with hate mongers spreading hate. Come along, join the debate. Now I'm just a kid, but even I know it's not time to hate. Oh yeah, and unity is really important, because see, America and Israel, what they want is for us to like disunite, right? And if we disunite, we're doing exactly what they want. And so the majority of Sunnis and Shias, they do not want fighting, they're cool with each other. But as Biscuit Guy says, there are a few rotten apples that want to make discord amongst the Shia community and Sunni community and Muslim Ummah. Okay, so, and I also watched this video from the Biscuit Guy and about unity, and it was really, really good, like really good. So basically, he said a lot of good stuff in there. Go watch it, it was amazing. I watched it a few months ago, so you know, not everything's in my brain right now. So yeah.